Hey, Money Magnets, I'm your host, Dr. Amanda. And if you're a coach, expert, or service-based business owner, you're in the right place to learn law of attraction strategies that will help you improve your client attraction and turn on your money magnetism so you can rapidly grow your business to six-figure success. And in today's episode, you're going to learn three money mindset breakthroughs to use the law of attraction for your business. And what I mean by that is that in order for you to turn on client attraction, to rapidly grow your business, and to experience money magnetism where you have money flowing in easily, you've got to break through certain money blocks. Otherwise, you're going to stay stuck. To me, law of attraction and money magnetism are really entangled. And if you are law of attraction curious or a law of attraction lover and totally live by it, you're in the right place. I will help you understand in this podcast how to apply the law of attraction to your benefit as an entrepreneur and as a business owner. Now, this is because you want to use practical, actionable strategies that are going to get you what you want, which all business owners want rapid business growth. All business owners want to be able to attract clients easily and be able to feel like you're a money magnet so that you can keep scaling to the next level with ease and joy and flow and fun instead of feeling like I'm stuck, I don't have predictable profitability, I don't know how to grow my business. So I really love to blend the spiritual and the practical here. So on that spiritual end, you could say that law of attraction is woo-woo. And yes, some of the ways that people use it is that way, yet it is actually universal principles that help you win at the game of life. When I learned law of attraction strategies and universal truths and universal principles and started implementing them and practicing them, I was blown away by how we aren't taught these things in school. We aren't taught about our energy. We aren't taught about our state of being and how to use your energy powerfully to get what you want. And it all starts with your belief system. So today we're focusing on three money mindset beliefs or breakthroughs that you can have in your money mindset to use the law of attraction to your benefit as a business owner. And, you know, when you stick around with me, you'll hear me talking about these kinds of things very regularly because you need repetition in order to reprogram yourself. If you aren't learning daily about your mindset, specifically here, your money mindset, or how to optimize your state of being and access the law of attraction powerfully, and you're not doing that daily and repeating, it's not gonna work to reprogram yourself. This is why I come to you every week here and have for years different names of the podcast. I've still taught the same things because it's all habits-based. If you go back to the beginning of my podcast, it was Max Potential Habits, because habits are part of your system. Your subconscious system is just a storehouse of your habits. And whatever you habitually think and feel and do is how the law of attraction is going to attract to you through that repetitive state of being. And your repetitive state of being is what creates your reality. So you'll see how everything I've taught here is always tied, and why I also have the Law of Attraction for Business School that's a daily program where you listen to a lesson every single day, a very short one to get you aligned. Because if you aren't repeating these things, you can't build the muscles to be a client attraction magnet or to be a money magnet or to reprogram yourself for easy success. So it requires repetition. And that's part of my inner power formula. You've got to, number one, recognize, then number two, reframe, number three, repeat to reprogram. So that is you learning how to access the key principles of the law of attraction. So I teach you those principles, I repeat them regularly, and this is what it's going to take for you to change. Most people don't change and don't get what they want in their life and their business because they're not willing to repeat and stay recommitted daily to their success. And so you'll see a lot of people saying that they want to have a successful business, but not very many people succeed at the level they desire because they're not willing to do the repetitive, daily, committed growth work that it takes to get what you want. So I'm glad you're here with me because that means that's what you want. It means that you are serious. You're dedicated about becoming a multimillionaire entrepreneur, a six-figure entrepreneur, whatever the level is for you, it's possible. You've got to learn to reprogram yourself for success. And money mindset breakthroughs are one of the key things because it's one of the easiest places to focus on if you're feeling stuck, because your money reality is a reflection of your inner world thinking thinking, feeling, believing, your state of being. And so if you aren't where you want to be in your business, then keep focusing on money mindset breakthroughs. Hang out with me, read my book, I'm a Money Magnet. Just go to IamAMoneyMagnetBook.com. You can get free chapters and see if you like it and then buy it on Amazon. Hang out with me. I promise I can help you. I went from food stamps to six figures in my first year. My honey works with me now full time, and we are scaling to seven figures. And it's through strategy. It's through using the law of attraction strategically. That's why it's what I love to teach. So let's break down today's really specific three money mindset breakthroughs. Number one, the first most important thing you must know is that the reason people do not have the money that they want to have in the bank is the most common problem. Number one, clearing guilt and shame about money. Clearing guilt and shame about money. So I want you to question yourself right now. Do I have any shame and guilt around money? Am I feeling guilt and shame around money? Some people don't slow down enough to even recognize that this is going on for them. This would look like you feeling afraid to talk publicly or openly about money, even in your family, with your partner, with your friends, with people that you work with. Let's say you have a job, maybe that situation. And of course, in some of those scenes, it's just that you're not close enough with people to talk to them about it. Yet, in many of these scenarios, it's that we're embarrassed about how we feel about money. And this could look like having a lot of money in the bank or no money in the bank. So there's a concept called wealth shame, where sometimes people who have a lot of wealth and they might feel guilty about how they got the money. Maybe it's an inheritance. Perhaps it's family money. Perhaps they don't feel like they deserve the money, and so they have a lot of money. Maybe they hang out with a lot of people who don't have as much money as them, and so they feel embarrassed about having more. So that would look like wealth shame. Shame around money in other ways could look like poverty consciousness, where you think you're not good enough, you think you're not there as fast as other people, or that you're too old to make it happen and you're never going to be able to retire, so you feel shame about that. Perhaps you had something bad happen in the past, like an investment that went bad, and you beat yourself up because you feel immature, or wow, I really made a mistake. I'm such an idiot. Why did that happen to me? I don't want anyone to know that this happened. And you're carrying around that guilt and shame about money. Now, remember, when we look at the scale of consciousness, this is a concept by Dr. David Hawkins, who wrote a book called Power Versus Force. And he created a scale of consciousness. This is similar to Abraham Hicks and their consciousness around emotions. So they have emotions that have consciousness and scales attached to them. Same thing here. What's important to know is that at the very, very bottom of the scale of consciousness is shame. Shame is the very lowest vibrational frequency. Guilt is next. So it goes from shame to guilt to apathy to grief to fear, desire, anger, pride, then courage. And then it moves on up the scale all the way to enlightenment. Now, if you're feeling shame and guilt somewhere in your system, in your state of being, your feelings, you're thinking about it, you're having this stuckness around money because somewhere in you, it's like a tumor that's eating you up. Whether it's tiny and it grows, or whether it's huge and it's all you think about, it is messing up your money magnetism, because it's impossible to have a super shiny, happy, fulfilling, awesome future when in the now you don't feel good about money. And remember, you're in a relationship with money. So if you have guilt in a relationship, let's say with a partner, let's say you have had something in your past that you haven't been honest about, or you have something that you're feeling stuck with and you're not sharing it, that guilt eats up your relationship. It eats up the love that's possible in your relationship. It causes disconnect. It causes dishonesty. It causes frustration. I know, because if you've listened to me for a long time, I left my 15-year marriage having an affair. And for the period of time that I wasn't talking to my then husband about it, I was eaten up with guilt and shame. I felt so many different conflicting feelings, but looking back on it, I look at how much shame and guilt I had about it, of course, because I was having a dishonesty that I wasn't sharing, and that fell out of alignment with who I am as a human. And so once I finally shared that information, then I could transcend. Then him and I could repair and become friends. Then I could get divorced and move on and, you know, not exactly in that order, but it all came out. And now I get to transcend into the next level of consciousness for myself because I'm not carrying a whole bunch of guilt and shame in my relationship. Money is exactly the same way. If you have some sort of secret guilt and shame about money, it's impossible to build a healthy relationship with money. And so I really want you to assess today, am I feeling guilt and shame about money? If I am, what am I going to do about it? You know, you can definitely come hang out with me in my Law of Attraction for Business School. We do weekly money lessons. I do all kinds of stuff around money. I have a book that you can check out. All these links are in the show notes. So lawofattractionforbusiness.school, and then also imamoneymagnetbook.com. Resource those. And let's play right now just with one simple action step for clearing guilt and shame. First, you would want to recognize it. So apply my inner power formula, recognize, reframe, repeat to reprogram. So first you'd want to recognize, just ask yourself, is there anywhere that I'm feeling blame, guilt, or shame toward myself or someone else about money? And just sit with that question and really assess, is there something in my history that made me feel bad about money? Do I have wealth shame? Do I feel bad that I make more money more easily than other people? Or do I have shame that I don't think I'm far enough along? Just question what that is for you. Recognize it. Pretending it's not there does not make it go away. So you want to recognize it. And, you know, let's say you were in a space where you could journal right now. You could journal about that. What do I feel about money? What is the shame and guilt I feel? And what am I beating myself up about money? Like, where am I beating myself up? And just write it down. If you're not somewhere you can journal right now, just think it through and then later go journal. Then you want to start to reframe that. So you want to start to look at the benefits of the thing that happened and learn the upsides, because everything is always filled with upsides and downsides, benefits and drawbacks. So whatever negative you experience you had in the past, part of the reason you had that experience was for your specific spiritual growth around money. And so there's always a benefit. So you've got to look for the benefits so that you can start to alleviate the guilt and the shame. So let's just say for a minute it was an investment that went bad. You put a lot of money into something, you lost it because you didn't really know what you were doing, and you beat yourself up about that. So you would ask yourself, what are the benefits of losing the money in that investment? What did I learn from that process? And so just write down as many as you can possibly think of and really dig here. Come up with at least 25. When I'm working with clients one-on-one, I have them do 250 benefits. And this really helps them start to love themselves more, clear the guilt, clear the shame. So that's one way you can do it. Another thing is to do EFT tapping. So you would just take your index finger and your middle finger, and there are many ways to do tapping. I'm not going to go through the whole process here because it's a little challenging to do on a podcast when you're listening. But let's just say you're going to tap those two fingers, forefinger and middle finger, so index finger and middle finger, on what's called the karate chop point. So let's say you use your dominant hand to tap, and on the other hand, you're just tapping on this fat part of your hand. So the outside below your pinky, kind of that, the I don't know what else to say, the fattest part of your hand. And you're just going to tap right there. And you're just going to say, even though I feel guilt and shame around money, I still deeply and profoundly love myself. Even though I feel guilt and shame around money, I still deeply and profoundly love myself. So you're tapping on this spot and you're saying this, even though I feel guilt and shame about money, I still deeply and profoundly love myself. And so just try that, tap on that for a few minutes, see how you feel. Notice that when you do EFT tapping, you're not suppressing the feelings and pretending they're not there. This is where people use affirmations really incorrectly, where they want to pretend the thing isn't happening and they want to overlook it. It's like a spiritual bypass if you're not using affirmations correctly. Tapping helps you bring it up to the surface to let it transcend and transform. So you're saying, even though I feel this thing, you're not acknowledging it. You could say fear, even though I feel afraid about money right now, I still deeply and profoundly love myself. So you're acknowledging the feelings and letting them shift and move energetically instead of just holding them in your being and locking them, causing you to block your money flow. So that's another way that you can start to clear guilt and shame about money. All right, number two. Action is the fastest path to cash. So when we're talking about three money mindset breakthroughs that you can have today to use the law of attraction to your benefit for your business, action is the fastest path to cash. Remember, I teach you here that action is evidence of belief, and that belief and clarity are the first steps to manifesting. So you first got to decide what you want with certainty and clarity, and then take action in the direction, and then let opportunities open up to you from the universe. Let the universe bring you the way. So action is evidence of belief, and action is the fastest path to cash. Money loves clarity. I really want you to integrate that. Money loves clarity. Clarity speeds manifestation, and action is evidence of belief. So when you are having a lack of money flow, the mindset breakthrough that you need to have is, hey, let's get into action. And here you want to be as strategic as you can possibly be. This is very much going to depend on your phase of business. If you're in the very first phases, you might know less things to do because you're just learning. That's okay. Just take the next first step that you know to take. Get some momentum going. Get into action. Signal to yourself that you are serious, and signal to the universe so that the universe can open up doors of opportunity. Opportunities increase with action. Doors of opportunity open with more action. So you sitting on the couch, if you're stuck in a state of procrastination or imposter syndrome, the best cure is action. Action is the fastest path to cash. And so part of this is because money loves clarity. So what I mean by that is that when you take one clear step in the direction will appear to you. So Rumi says, as I take a step on the way appears, or as you take a step on the way appears. You don't need to know step A to Z. Now, if you're 5 years into business, you probably know more actions to take. Sometimes this can screw you up because you take too much action, meaning that you put too much on your plate. So let's add to number two, strategic action is the fastest path to cash. I don't want you to get stuck with the money block belief that you've got to do it all and be it all and, you know, overwork yourself to make money. It's actually the opposite. You want to get strategic and laser focused, because scattered energy leads to scattered results. So when you take strategic, narrow action, that's the fastest path to cash. Think about anything you've ever accomplished. If you were trying, and I use this word intentionally, trying to do 700 things at once, it's very unclear. Foggy targets are hard to hit. So when you take strategic action and you take clear strategic action, that's the fastest path to cash. So for this breakthrough today, I want you to start eliminating things from your list and getting really clear on the next first best action. So if you have any stuckness in your money flow right now, or you're just ready to accelerate flow, ask yourself, what's my fastest path to cash? What are the fastest actions I can take? How can I get really laser focused on the one thing right now? And if that one thing is, okay, let's say at the time of this release of this episode, you've still got several weeks in May left, where whenever you're listening to this, you've probably got a certain number of weeks left in the month. Now, how can you take action right now to get results in the next 4 weeks, or even this week, or even today? What's the fastest path to cash action? Strategic action, laser focused action. Get clear. If you have a lot on your plate, I recommend a really easy action step here. Just write down every single thing you can think of that you have going on. You could do this on a blank piece of paper. You could do it in your journal. And I think of this as just a brain dump. You're brain dumping. What are all the things I have going on? This alone will help you. That's a strategic action, because you're getting it out of your mind and onto a piece of paper. I use a Trello board for this. So Abe and I, my husband, who I work with, we use a Trello board and have a system to brain dump and then put tasks on the brain dumps based on the order of priority. So that helps, because you don't have all this stuff just running around in your head taking up space all the time. This ties to number one, because if you think you're bad at the way that you spend your time, you're causing guilt and shame and creating blocks of energy. So action strategically in narrowed ways, in focused ways, will help you like yourself more, because you will build your confidence. So that helps reduce guilt and shame as well. And all of that is going to help you increase your flow of abundance, of opportunities, of money growth, of business growth, of client attraction. So these are very tied. Clearing guilt and shame about money is also you clearing guilt and shame about yourself as a human, as a person, as a confident entrepreneur. And you don't want to be feeling guilt and shame about yourself as a business owner, because that is going to decrease your money flow and your client attraction, because people can feel that invisible feeling that you're having. And so you want to increase your confidence. You want to increase your strategic action. That's your fastest path to cash. Okay. Number three, trust the business profitability cycle. So to have a money mindset breakthrough today and use the law of attraction to your benefit, I want you to start trusting the business profitability cycle. And so this is just a term I made up for these four things. You want to create, test, refine, scale. Create, test, refine, scale. Write this down. I have it on a sticky note on right by my computer because I use it all the time, and I remind myself and the people I work with, hey, business profitability happens in cycles, and it is a discoverability process or a discovery process. Nobody just put something out there and it's awesome the first time. Nobody comes up with a program or a product or a service and just puts it out there and everything is awesome every step of the way, and they don't need to test it or refine it in order to scale it. If you think that's the case, you're living in a delusion, and it's based on you negatively comparing yourself to people who are ahead of you. The reason those people got to be ahead of you is partly a product of time, and it's because they did these four things. They created something, they tested it, then they refined it, and then once they figured out the model that works, the systems that work, then they scaled it. And most likely, whoever you're comparing yourself to has been in business for a long time. And if you go back and look at the beginning stages of their business, I promise you that they were messy too. If you're messy in your business, it's just you aren't strategic enough yet because you're learning a whole bunch. The learning curve doesn't look like a straight line path to success. It's you learning, falling down, creating, testing, refining, and scaling. So what I mean by this is, let's say that you just are ready to launch a new program. First, you want to make sure that you did market validation to ensure that that's a good product, program, or service that people are wanting, your people specifically, meaning you need to know your five-star avatar. Then you create a solution for them. Now you're going to test it with a certain number of people, and you're going to say, hey, I've got this awesome thing. And, you know, let's say you're looking for one-on-one clients. You go out in the world and you start talking to people about it. You do it online, you know, however you have your lead gen system working to start talking to people about what you do. You created it. Now you're testing it. You're going to implement it. You're going to start working with people. You're going to practice. You're going to learn. And then as you learn, and let's say you have your first five clients, you go, okay, what I liked about the way that this program was offered is this. What I didn't like is this. What they liked is this. What they got out of it is this. That's the testing part and the refining part. Now you have a more optimized program. Now you can scale it by taking more action on it, attracting more people. And you will just keep going through this process again and again and again and again. This is the business profitability cycle. I can't see any other way around this. I've never seen anyone do it outside of these four things, including myself. If you go back even and look at this podcast, we're on the fifth season because it's the fifth name of the podcast, because we keep getting better and better at marketing and knowing who it is that we want to attract and who I work with the best. That is a create, test, refine, scale process. And sure, it can look messy. Some people might judge me negatively and go, my God, she's on her fifth rebrand. And you know, hey, I'm successful in my business. I love what I do. I wake up every day inspired, alive, attracting more people, growing at a pace that feels good. I love it. I love the people I attract. So hey, if you have a judgment of me negatively for that, it's probably because you are not as successful yet as me, because people who are more successful don't tend to criticize. It's wild when people criticize and then you look at their level of success and you think, well, okay, but you're criticizing me, but you haven't even created the level of success I've created. So you might want to look within and question why you're criticizing me. Is it jealousy? And I'm not saying you're criticizing me. It's just interesting to think about. And partly I say that because I've had guilt and shame around the way that I've built my business. I thought I would be farther along by now. I thought that I would get to $1 million in 3 years because of the people I was admiring and comparing myself to. And when I didn't get there, I had a period of beating myself up like, oh my God, maybe I'm not good at this. Instead of looking at the gains, I was looking at the gap. If you haven't read Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy's book, it's awesome. And actually we have a podcast release summarizing it. Let's see, I'm going to give you the number right now. season 4, episode 50 of the Inner Power Entrepreneur podcast. So if you just go back to my last season and look at episode 50, I give you 5 law of attraction lessons from The Gain and the Gap. That book is incredible. And so, you know, I was beating myself up in the gap thinking, well, I'm not as far along ahead. I'm not as far as these other people. Instead of looking at the gain of, holy crap, I've built a business that produces 100 grand a year or more. I continuously am growing. I'm continuously learning. I'm continuously in this business profitability cycle, which is to create, test, refine, and scale. And, you know, I was having a revelation the other day that in the first 10 years of my business, I'm in year 6 right now. And in the next 4 years, I'm certain that I'll get to 7 figures because I'm doing all the things that it requires. And I see the growth of the business and I see the foundation laid and I see what I've learned in this create, test, and refine and scale process. And I go, okay, so how cool is that? In 10 years of my life, I will have gone from food stamps to a 7-figure-a-year business. That is mind-blowing if you think about it. And I say this because it's possible for you too. You can create this. In 10 years, you can have a $1 million company. Holy cow, that's amazing. That blows my mind. Okay, so those are the 3 breakthroughs for today. Let's recap. Number 1, clear guilt and shame about money. Number 2, action is the fastest path to cash. And number 3, trust the business profitability cycle, which is to create, test, refine, and scale. And keep doing that over and over again and know that that's the cycle. That's the upward spiral growth cycle of profitability. If you like what you were getting here today, go to lawofattractionforbusiness.school, lawofattractionforbusiness.school. I have a killer program for you where you can test it out for 7 days for free. You don't even need to pay a thing to see. Opens 90 lessons, Law of Attraction for business owners every single day. Plus you get coaching and weekly workshops with me, like live workshops with me about how to rapidly grow your business. It's a incredible program that I think will blow your mind, lawofattractionforbusiness.school. If you haven't gotten into that yet, definitely come on over, give it a try. I'll see you there. Until next time, I'm sending you giant hugs and money magnet high fives. I can't wait to see you in the next episode.